Home health care workers go into an older or disabled person's home to help them with tasks that range from the mundane, like shoe tying, to the intimate, like baths and going to the toilet. It's work that Shelley Waltman enjoys.
It's not like a job over there. They accepted me really fast, and I mean, it was a really good match. They brought me in. It's just kind of like having another family out there.
Waltman is a certified home health provider who works through NEW Curative, a nonprofit based in Green Bay. Four mornings each week, she works with a couple in their 70s.
I wouldn't call them elderly, but aging.
The husband has Alzheimer's disease. She gets him cleaned up and dressed and monitors his medication. Waltman has done the work for years and says it takes patience and compassion.
You know, one minute, you know, sweet as a lamb. The next minute, you know, some of these debilitating, you know, things that get people. It's sad because you just, you know, one minute again, like a lamb, and the next minute you can be getting hit. So, yeah, you have to be willing to take the tough with the good.
Caregivers like Waltman may be hired by family members who need a break, or they could be the client's main source of help. They can work through private companies or places like NEW Curative. All in-home caregivers need some level of certification. Green Bay's Northeast Wisconsin Technical College graduates 700 certified nursing assistants each year. Students can also get a short personal care worker certification. Cindy Thace is the school's associate dean in the health sciences department. She says the work is rewarding, but nursing assistants deal with people when they're not at their best.
You know, you can't curl up your nose if something does not smell pretty, because that's what's going to happen. And just even the ability to touch other people. There's people who are very uncomfortable being touched, and there's people who are very uncomfortable touching others, but you will have to be touching people. You're going to be helping them bathe. You're going to be doing those activities of daily living, obviously, that they can't do themselves.
NWTC claims an 85% to 90% placement rate for its healthcare graduates. Starting jobs pay between $10 and $12 an hour. For those who aren't pursuing a higher degree of nursing, home healthcare seems to be more of a lifestyle than a career. Shelley Waltman, the in-home provider, says it's easy to get attached to clients, even those who are rather difficult.
Watching somebody fail, knowing that some types of the things they're going through, you know, will progress. Just seeing how hard of a time, you know, the family has with it, and being able to empathize, because I did have a grandma who, you know, had issues like that, and that's the hard part.
Waltman says it is the hardest part. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.